Hey guys, happy new year. Welcome to the first episode of 2020 for the Reach podcast. I am excited to get into our first episode, and it's going to be a great one. We have a UFC veteran, an MMA fighter by the name of Thomas Gifford, who is going to be sharing his testimony today. It's going to be an awesome time. And I am looking forward to just talking with them and hearing his testimony, hearing his story. It's an amazing one. I mean, this guy is he's a tough guy, but he's solid Christian. I mean, he came out in the UFC with a Jesus bandana. He came running out. There was worship music playing, and he was praising the Lord, lifting his hands right there in the octagon. And I was just like, man, if I would love to hear that guy's story. And that was when I was watching the actual event and reached out to him. And here it goes. We are going to actually speak to him, and it's exciting. I'm definitely excited to just hear about, you know, his thoughts and everything else. And it should be exciting. Now, before we do, of course, you guys remember my, well, before we get into anything else, I think we should just get right into the interview, and then we'll do everything else after. I want to give him time. Usually I'll do a devotional and a couple other things, but I think getting right into the conversation will be fitting. So here it is. We're going to have a great conversation with MMA fighter Thomas Gifford. Okay, guys, we have Thomas Gifford, UFC veteran MMA fighter, who is on the line. We have gotten through to him, and we just definitely appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today, Thomas.
Oh, I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah. How's everything going for you?
It's going good. I'm up here in Colorado training, living the good life.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So I saw you the last UFC event, and I saw, you know, all of a sudden there's this worship music coming on. I was like, wow, there's worship music. And then I saw a guy with a Jesus headband. You come out, you're worshiping the Lord all the way through. And I thought, man, I would love to have a conversation with that guy. And then sure enough, man, here it is. This is we're talking. So I just want to, you know, first of all, I know that was a tough fight, man, that you had in the UFC, but, you know, you are a tough guy, man.
yeah, I was born and raised that way.
Wow. I saw a video on your Instagram of you breaking a guy's arm. That guy should have tapped.
Yeah, he should have.
Man, I can't imagine, you know, but, you know, that's what you're trained to do. Now, just to talk a little bit about fighting, and then we're going to get into another side of this. Do you consider yourself more of a stand-up fighter, a ground fighter? I mean, where are your strengths the most?
They're on the ground, my jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay. And where did you... where did you train jiu-jitsu? Who trained you?
His name was Everett Williams, but I trained with him for about a year and a half, and then everything else I've just picked up from going gym to gym and just watching and going to seminars and learning from other people and putting everything together myself.
And what made you decide to get into this sport?
I was getting picked on when I was 13 years old. So my dad got me into boxing, and when I started boxing, I was getting pretty good at it, and I was getting more cocky, and then my friends were like, hey, we're going to go to the gym, and we're going to do MMA, and they started watching YouTube videos and learning how to do different moves, and I was like, okay, and I got into it, and I found out I was pretty good at it, so I transitioned to MMA.
Oh, wow. And What's your favorite submission move to use in any fight?
The triangle choke.
Yeah, I saw that on that video where you had the triangle and moved it into the armbar. I was sweet. That was sweet jiu-jitsu, man. Okay, now I'm sure I know the answer to this, but it may be different than what I think it is. Who is your biggest inspiration?
My father.
Okay. All right. Can you expound on that a little bit?
We've grown up from having nothing, and all he's done is put 110% in everything he does, and doesn't do nothing but try to do right by everybody and follow God. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, everything just comes out, and it's all in a line for you. You just walk past and pick it up, you know. As long as you're following the right path, it's nice and smooth. But once you get to them rocky areas and that mountain, you just got to keep pushing through. And you, no matter what anybody tells you or what you feel like, you can do it. You just got to put your mind to it. And I grew up with that in my father, and watching him, my father right now can hardly walk, but he will still pick up a chainsaw and outdo any guy out there in the woods. Stumbling around, picking up his leg halfway or falling over vines and stuff, he'll get right back up and go right back to it because of his mindset. And that's all I've been doing my whole career. I've just been changing my mindset and getting it done.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Now, which team do you train with?
I train with Factory X with Mark Montoya.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I see that you do have a fight coming up. So you have that's why you're training in Denver right now?
Yes, sir. Oh, got one coming up February 29th in Benton, Arkansas.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that's where you're from, right? You're from Arkansas, training in Denver, right?
Yes, sir. I'm from Arkansas. Training in Denver.
My wife was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. Now, what does it mean for you to be a fighter?
It's really mostly all I know, other than what I grew up with and being a logger. I played basketball and football, and I'm a natural athlete, but fighting is pretty much a living and a hobby that I don't ever want to stop. You know, once I get too old, I'll still do jiu-jitsu tournaments, and once I get too old for that, I'll still get in a gi and roll around with old men my age, you know.
Nice.
I mean, it's something, it's like a part of my life now that it's not going to go away. So it means, it's pretty much my life. It means the world to me. Fighting is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you could have one dream fight with anyone, who would it be? Who would you like to fight if you could fight anyone in the octagon?
I want to fight Nate Diaz.
That would be a crazy fight. I'm from Stockton, so that's where I grew up, Stockton, Modesto area. So that'd be a good fight. I like the way he fights, man. Both the Diaz brothers. Now, last question. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, me and him are both durable, and we got super good jiu-jitsu. And when he called me down to the ground, I'd probably just jump in there and pummel him because I'm not scared to get on the ground with anybody.
There you go.
And I think it would be a good fight of the night that everybody would love.
Yeah. So when we were watching the fight that you had, and I like listening to like corner advice and all, I get, you know, into hearing what the coaches are telling the fighters when they're on the side. And I heard, I think it was code that they were telling you, but they said something about disappearing. And then they said, don't lose it, even if you don't have it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What did that mean? I don't know if you mind me asking that.
Instead of just saying what I'm supposed to do, which was an M&R role, he would say, we're just going to say disappear because you're supposed to hit him with the right hand and drop out of sight.
Okay.
But I wasn't ever fast enough because Mike Davis is one little quick little sucker.
Man.
He jumps around and moves real quick.
I can only imagine. And then what did don't lose it even if you don't have it mean?
Like once I grab his foot and I do my spin, my legs are supposed to be in a certain position, but if his leg's in a different spot, it won't go right. Even if I have the leg, they want me to keep a hold of it and keep going with something, you know. They don't want me to just let go and get up like I was doing.
Man, that's what I figured it meant, because it was like go for a takedown and keep going, even if, you know, that's what I thought it was. But I was just like, I can't, in the heat of a moment like that where, you know, I can't, you know, in the heat of a moment of being, I couldn't understand it and I was coherent. I can't imagine what it would be like if you were in a fight hearing that. You know, I was like, man, yeah. Dude. Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Now, last question about fighting here. What do you want to be remembered for at the end of your career?
Just being the one who follows his faith to the T and spread God's word around the world, doing what he loved.
Spreading God's word around the world. That's amazing. And that's what I wanted to ask you about now is when did you get saved? When did you accept the Lord? And can you tell me a little bit about that? Your testimony as far as coming to the Lord and what God has done in your life?
Yeah, it was in 2000 when I was 8 years old. We were headed to revival and it was the last day. And we were just sitting there in the middle of invitation singing. And I got these feelings upon me and just started bawling and couldn't control my emotions at all. And if anybody knows me, I don't cry or show emotion unless I want to, you know. I'm always the person to hide it because I don't like crying. I want to be tough. And I couldn't control my emotions. I was just 8 years old. I didn't know what was going on. And I went and talked to my dad over in the corner. And he told me I just needed to go talk up there with the Lord up there in the pulpit.
Wow.
And I went up there and I talked to him. The preacher helped me out a little bit. And then I felt a happy sensation to where all the sadness was gone. My heart wasn't hurting no more. I wasn't crying. I was just happy, and all I wanted to do was sing and dance. And they let me know what those feelings were. And to this day, I still can remember the day that I got saved and how it changed me.
Wow. That's amazing. So 8 years old, you received the Lord, man. That's awesome. And you've been just serving God ever since.
Yes, sir. Born and raised in church.
Wow. What church you go to?
Lake Point and Hot Springs.
Lake Point and Hot Springs. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then when I'm down here, I go to Red Rock Church.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's an awesome place. That's an awesome. They got good worship there.
Yeah, it's actually, it gets so packed on Sundays. I go on, like tonight, I'll go. If they have a Saturday night service, that way Sunday's not so full because their three services on Sunday are packed.
Right. Wow. And have you ever, because I mean, you hear, you know, like I've saw YouTube videos of like Joe Rogan or these different guys that seem hostile toward the gospel, maybe, you know, I mean, he's told pastors, you know, this and that during, you know, different UFC media events and things like that. Do you ever have anybody who's hostile toward the gospel or towards you for repping Christ the way you do in MMA?
Only through Twitter or Instagram or something like that. Nobody's ever come face to face with me and had like a mean stride about it. They might have a smart remark about it, but I don't ever comment back to those because I don't want to stoop down to their level.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the other side of that, I mean, has the Lord ever given you an opportunity to minister to another MMA fighter, another UFC fighter, anything like that, where maybe you were able to encourage them or share your faith with them?
Oh yeah. It's mostly from like people from other countries that aren't actually allowed to worship God. They watch UFC, they see me, and then they message me on Instagram or they message me on Twitter. Sometimes they message me on Facebook asking me about it. I had one guy from India. I have screenshot of scriptures that Philippians 4:13, and I mean that's my main verse, is I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. Awesome. So I screenshotted that whole chapter of chapter 4, and I mean I ain't heard back from him since, but I try to think that I helped a little bit, or gave him at least planted a seed somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's definitely a seed planted. So how many countries have you visited in your MMA career?
I haven't visited any countries, but I've been to 11 states.
Oh, okay. So they're from other countries that have come here.
No, they ain't come here. They just messaged me on Instagram
or Facebook. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they just messaged me because they're from different countries.
Okay, that makes sense. So that's – and then do you have like because I just see that the Lord is going to use you in a mighty way to influence young people, and I don't know if you're already doing this work or what it is, but I just see that the Lord is going to use you to do you have a heart for young people?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially when I stop my career and start having kids, you know, get to more focus on the family. Yeah, I've always wanted 4 kids, but the woman I fell in love with only wants 1 or 2, so I might get lucky with 2.
I saw that on your Instagram. You got engaged recently.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
I finally popped that quick, and thank you.
There you go. That's great. That's great. Well, you shared your favorite scripture, and I just want to open it up here for you to just share a thought. Maybe it's something that the Lord has spoken with you recently or, you know, whatever. And just let you just share a little bit to whoever might be listening. Maybe there's someone listening that might need encouragement or that might need, you know, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. I just wanted to open it up for you to share.
My verse of the day this morning was, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary." Isaiah 40:31. That's honestly, that it doesn't matter how horrible yesterday was. Today's a new day. You can get up and fly away. You can get up and do whatever you want. You just got to get up and put your mind to it. God's there. It doesn't matter if you're weary, he will give you strength. You know, I want to encourage everybody that I don't care what's going on with your life, how hard it is. God is not putting you through anything you can't get past.
Yeah.
So you just got to put your mind to it and do it.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's a blessing to hear. Now, thank you for sharing that. And that's a blessing. I just wanted to, if you want to plug your next fight, your fight team, any sponsors you have, or anybody you want to say, give a shout out to, anything like that, you know, we're going to be sharing this out there and you can share it with, you know, whoever you want. If there's anybody that you want to, you know, give a shout out to.
Oh, Oh yeah, always Factory X, Mark Montoya, Team Iridium with Jason House. We got All Points Transport. We got Arch and Wheel Tire. I got friends and family that helped me, and most of all, I just thank God for allowing me to be able to do this.
Amen. Amen to that. So, if you don't mind, why don't you just close the interview out with a prayer and, you know, just whatever God puts on your heart to pray for everybody that's listening and pray a blessing over them. If you don't mind.
Okay. Dear Lord, I come to you now. I thank you for waking everybody up with breath in their lungs, and people that find out that they didn't wake up with breath in their lungs, hope you ease their pain and get them through it, because we know that you don't put us through anything we can't go past. And I pray to you that you give everybody strength that you've given me to get past from day-to-day life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Thomas, for speaking with me. It's been a blessing, and definitely going to keep hitting you up on Instagram and following what the Lord is doing in your life. And God bless you and the marriage coming up and all the blessings that the Lord is placing on your life. Okay. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. All right. For our next segment, I just, of course, you guys know I hired a personal assistant for the podcast. So I just want to, give her an opportunity to kind of chime in here and see if she has anything interesting to say. Good morning, Alexa. Alexa, good morning. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. The NFL playoffs continue this weekend, so I wrote a few football jokes to celebrate. Oh. Here's one. How do you know when you're a football super fan? During the off season, you scale back to just face paint.
During the off season, you scale back to just face paint on regular day-to-day life. Okay, that's interesting. Alexa, tell me another joke.
What do you call people waiting in line for a Streisand concert? A barbecue.
Barbecue. Okay. I had to think about that. I had to think about that for a second. I'm not quite awake yet. Okay. Alexa, tell me another football joke.
How do you know you're a football super fan? When your team loses, you write their obituary.
Really? Alexa, this really hasn't been that. One more joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Maverick. Maverick who? I just like saying Maverick. What a cool name.
Okay, so we're getting off on the wrong foot. First of all, Alexa, you remind me that it's the playoffs. My team isn't in the playoffs, so that kind of hurts my feelings. Secondly, all your jokes, none of them, not one even... I mean, the barbecue, really? This is beginning to be a trip. Okay, Alexa, give us an interesting fact.
The sun is about 20 galactic years old. That's how many times it has orbited the middle of the Milky Way.
20 galactic years old. All right, so that's enough of that. Okay, so that's the moments with Alexa for the podcast. Every time I say Alexa, it triggers the Alexa, so it's pretty funny. But all in all, it's that part's done. Next, we're gonna do our devotional, and then I am going to be reviewing the worship album by Leland. It is an awesome album, but we're gonna get right into the devotional. All right. Our devotional for the next 6 weeks is going to be on the fruit of the Spirit. And I found an awesome devotional on that on YouVersion. It's your Bible app. So if you want to follow along, you can. It's a 6-part devotional that we are going to be getting into. It's on the fruit of the Spirit. I will go ahead and start here. 9-part fruit. The Spirit-fueled development of Christ-like character is liberating because it brings us closer to being the people we are designed to be, the people our Spirit-renewed hearts want us to be. That was a quote by Tim Keller. The fruit of the Spirit is listed in Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities make up the fruit. There are not 9 different fruits. It is a 9-part fruit. The fruit is like an orange. And inside of the orange, there are numerous slices. So imagine that each slice of the orange is one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. The original Greek word for fruit in Galatians 5 is karpos. And one definition means a result of something. So when the fruit of the Spirit is displayed in our lives, it's a sign or result that we are being led by the Spirit of God. Just like the branches of a grapevine have to be connected to the vine in order to bear grapes, the fruit of the Spirit is evidence of being connected to Christ. Why was the fruit of the Spirit even mentioned? Because of the 5 verses preceding it, they mention sinful acts, including sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, hatred, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, drunkenness. You see, we have this thing called the flesh, and it's all of our human desires. Our flesh wants things that prevent God's Holy Spirit from leading us fully. In fact, Galatians 5:17 said the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. Bottom line, you can be led by the flesh or you can be led by the Spirit of God, but you can't be led by both. They are in constant conflict. Probably the most beautiful part of the passage in verse 23 is that we were told there is no law against them. In fact, it would be true to say that we can exhibit the fruit of the Spirit without any limits or restrictions. We can never show too much love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, that's a goal to strive for. With each day of this plan, we'll go into greater detail about the 9 parts of the fruit, distinguish it from spiritual gifts, and learn how to fully live by the Spirit as we grow in our understanding. We'll recognize how the fruit is manifested in our lives and in the lives of others as well. Reflect on this week. Do you feel a war between your flesh and your spirit? In what areas of your life do you feel it the most? Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. I'm reading the Passion Translation. For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces that are within your self-life, of the flesh and the new creation, life of the Spirit. But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. The cravings of the self-life are obvious: sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred to those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment, and when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. And I believe that love is the fruit of the Spirit. And all of these other attributes are an outflow or an outpouring of the love of Christ. That if we're walking in love, we're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And as a result of that love, we're going to walk in joy and peace and patience and kindness. So love is the orange. And the different slices of the orange are the different attributes that we walk in as a result of the love of Christ. So find a way to share the love of Christ today. Find a way to be that love, and you'll walk in the Spirit. Alexa, play Leland Waymaker.
This is Leland from Spotify.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who. Yes, it is, yeah, to you are, we make it.
That's the band Leland, and they have an awesome sound. This, you know, just beautiful worship album. If you ever get a chance, listen to it. I love their take on Waymaker, the way he does it. He's he reminds me of a young Michael W. Smith, and I don't know if you're a big fan of Michael W. Smith or not, but you know, they're actually related by marriage. I think his brother married Michael W. Smith's daughter, something like that. But anyway, it's just got such a strong anointing on this band called Leland. I really enjoy their music. They've got some other songs on this album that are fantastic. And he is a blessing. So I definitely recommend that you guys take the time to listen to this album and just let the Lord minister to you. Let the Lord speak to you and minister to you. It's a true blessing.
His name is above, his name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. That is who.
Want to close this podcast out in prayer. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening today, God. I pray, God, that you would just pour out your spirit upon the listeners, God. Lord, that they would just be impacted by the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Lord, that you would just continue to move, God, that you would make 2020, God, a year of power, a year of double portion, a year, God, where giftings and abilities explode, God, where, Father, you would just cause people to step up to the next level, God, to move into the next dimension, the next realm of influence, God, that you have for them. Father, I give you praise for everyone, God, who's taken the time to listen to this, and I pray that you would just, God, that you would just move upon every heart, every mind, strengthen, encourage, God. Just cause people to grow in their knowledge of you. Let 2020 be an awesome year, God, and we give you praise for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now, one last thing before I sign out, I just want to tell you that if you're going through something today, if you've been facing a trial, facing a test, facing a struggle, God is greater. Look to him. Know that he is for you and not against you. You're loved. You're important. God has something great in store for your life. Be encouraged. God bless.